The Ministry of Health in Uganda has declared a polio public health emergency following laboratory test confirmation obtained from environmental samples in Kampala. The samples were obtained from Sentinel surveillance points at Rubiji and Bugorobi sewage plants. These samples were taken to the Uganda Virus Research Institute, where they confirmed presence of the circulating vaccine-derived polio virus type 2. This is similar to what has been reported in nearby Sudan.
What do you mean by vaccine-derived polio?
When children are immunized with oral polio vaccine, the weakened vaccine virus replicates in the intestines for a limited period of time, thereby activating immunity for this child. And at the same time, the body excretes this vaccine virus through the fecal route and thereby confirming this presence of the circulating poliovirus strain that has been detected in the sewerage in Kampala.
You said the resurgence of polio in Uganda may be due to reduced routine polio immunization in Uganda. Can you elaborate?
Yes, James. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we suspect that a number of parents have not been able to access the vaccination due to the concentration on the coronavirus. However, as you may recall, Uganda was declared free of the world polio virus in August of 2020. But as you may note, about 19 African countries have since reported this specific type of the circulating vaccine-derived polio virus. So we suspect it has been imported through movements, and also this could be as a result of a decline in vaccination.
What is the Ministry of Health doing to respond to this latest outbreak?
Yeah, James, in response to this polio outbreak, the Ministry of Health in Uganda has intensified surveillance and also the search for cases, and also ensuring that investigations happen for all cases of paralysis amongst children below 15 years of age. In addition, the Ministry of Health in Uganda intends to conduct a house-to-house vaccination exercise, and this is tentatively slated to happen in October and December this year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, James.